From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New York City police are talking to the owner of an explosives-laden vehicle that was found in Times Square over the weekend, though police say that person is not a suspect. Police found the dark Nissan Pathfinder loaded with gasoline, propane, and fireworks. A Times Square vendor alerted authorities to the presence of the SUV. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder said, notwithstanding the facts the explosives used were crude and did not go off, it's clear what the intent was.
I think there's no question that the person who was behind that act intended to spread terror across New York.
Police say the crude gasoline and propane device could have killed individuals near it had it exploded. President Obama called the Times Square vendor who helped thwart the attack to personally thank him. Police are reviewing a surveillance tape of a man taken near that SUV. Massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has led California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to reverse his position on expanding drilling off the California coast. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Schwarzenegger had been counting on revenue from expanded drilling in the ocean off of Santa Barbara to help close the state's $20 billion budget deficit. But at a news conference, Schwarzenegger said television pictures of the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico led him to wonder, why would we want to take that kind of risk? A Houston-based company wanted to drill 30 new slant wells into state territory from an existing platform in federal waters. It would have brought the state $100 million. But Schwarzenegger said, quote, "If I have a choice to make up $100 million and what I see in the Gulf of Mexico, I'd rather find a way to make up that $100 million. In 1969, a blowout in an oil platform off the Santa Barbara coast fouled miles of beaches and helped spark the environmental movement. California was not included in President Obama's recent call for expanded offshore drilling. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran is trying to divert attention away from the goal of a conference in New York, strengthening the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the only head of state to attend the opening of the month-long NPT review conference. Secretary Clinton says his speech showed how far Iran will go to divert attention away from its own record.
It has defied the UN Security Council and the IAEA and placed the future of the nonproliferation regime in jeopardy.
Clinton said the U.S. is committed to strengthening the NPT and keeping its end of the bargain by cutting its nuclear arsenal in a transparent way and helping non-nuclear weapon states with peaceful nuclear energy programs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
News of a merger between United and Continental, along with positive economic numbers, sent the Dow up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 143 points to close at 11,151. The Nasdaq gained 37 points. The S&P 500 rose 15 points. This is NPR. Aviation officials in Ireland say they are putting in place flight restrictions for several hours starting tomorrow. Officials say they're concerned a southward drift of volcanic ash from an erupting volcano in Iceland could pose a threat to air travel. The travel restrictions would affect Dublin and other regional airports. London's Heathrow would not be affected. Overflights of Ireland from the UK and Europe also would not be affected. U.S. Supreme Court ruled today public health officers are immune from damage suits brought by illegal immigrants held in U.S. detention centers. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Francisco Castaneda was detained by U.S. immigration authorities in 2006. Over the next 6 months, he persistently sought treatment for a large and painful lesion on his penis. But the doctor in charge of his care refused to authorize a biopsy. When a fourth outside specialist recommended one, the procedure was finally authorized and the results confirmed Castaneda had cancer. He subsequently died and his family sued both the individual doctor and the administrator who had ignored his complaints. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that while the family is entitled to damages under the Federal Tort Claims Act for what the government now admits was medical negligence, public health officers are totally immune from suit. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Hundreds of medical marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles are being told they'll have to shut down. That's in order to comply with a new city ordinance. Officials say more than 500 letters are expected to go out this week to collectives across the city, where dispensaries have been multiplying in recent years. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa signed a measure into law last week that would set up fees for pot clinics allowed to remain open. About 137 dispensaries would have 6 months to comply. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.